Dear Divine Feminine, we've stolen and suppressed your light far too long. Please forgive us, but it's time now to rise up. Over the last 26,500-year cycle, the religious political programming programmed us to suppress you and to intentionally delete the truth of the Divine Feminine. But the truth will set us free. You were never meant to fit inside of this system that we created from the statistical left-sided masculine reptilian brain. The need for greed leads to more need. Because your DNA doesn't come from this system. Your DNA comes from a lineage of powerful, living, sensual, eternal women who once held and still hold the codes of Earth's original divine design, the Divine Mother. And the pain you feel and have felt is what happens when you wake up your cosmic blueprint and DNA memory inside of a collapsed system that didn't have the capacity to hold the depth of your soul and the wisdom. We all come from a womb, man. And behind every great man, it lies a greater woman. But your womb, it's not just for babies. It's a multi-dimensional gateway. And every time you bleed, birth, or breathe with intention, you repair Mother Earth's grids, because the two are intimately connected. How we treat our woman is how we treat Mother Earth. And for too long, Mother Earth, we've raped her, but now she's giving birth, new earth, and it's time. Divine Feminine within us all, you are what was prophesied to rise so that we can come back into balance. And a woman who remembers with an open heart is the most powerful force on this planet. Watch out. Divine Feminine, rise up now. It's time to sit on your throne now. Been stealing your light far too long now. Pachamama crying out now. Divine Feminine, rise up. It's your time to shine.
As usual, right after I uploaded the podcast yesterday about the currency being mental, now Spirit has brought to me another Buddha book that talks about how to cultivate a positive life. I'm going to let you guys listen to this one because, again, I know a lot of people are probably thinking, in this bad economy, how in the world are we going to be positive? How are we going to be positive with all these racial stunts going on? How are we going to be positive with all these men hurting women? Well, there's a way that you can keep your positive mindset. And old Buddha once again has ancient wisdom that he's going to share with you in through this book to show you how you can keep your mind positive even in our fallen world.
Imagine a life where nothing can shake your peace. Where no matter what chaos or negativity surrounds you, you remain calm, unbothered, and deeply positive. How powerful would that be? Today, we're diving into seven transformative Buddhist lessons that will help you cultivate this inner strength and peace. As Buddha said, "Peace comes from within, do not seek it without." If you're ready to unlock that unshakable calm, stay with me. Because this could change your life forever. 1. Breathe to anchor your mind before stress overwhelms you. In Buddhism, breathing is seen as one of the most powerful tools to help you stay calm and centered. When life feels overwhelming or stress starts to build up, the first thing you can do is pause and take a slow, deep breath. This simple act of breathing helps bring your focus back to the present moment, pulling you away from stressful thoughts and emotions. By paying attention to your breath, you're not just calming your body, but also your mind. When you feel stressed, your mind races, and it's easy to react emotionally, often in ways you might regret later. But by taking a few deep breaths, you give yourself the space to slow down and think clearly. you can respond thoughtfully to whatever is happening rather than just reacting on impulse. Breathing becomes a tool to take back control of your emotions. As the Buddhist teacher said, breathing in, I calm my body. Breathing out, I smile. This means that every breath you take can bring relaxation and even a sense of peace or joy. So the next time you feel stress rising, remember to stop and breathe. It's a small step that makes a big difference in how you handle stressful situations. 2. Reframe negative thoughts into positive ones. Negative thoughts are something we all experience, but in Buddhism it's taught that how we handle these thoughts is what matters most. When you find yourself overwhelmed by negativity, instead of letting those thoughts take over, you can learn to shift your mindset. This is called reframing. It means looking at a difficult situation from a different, more positive perspective. For example, if something goes wrong, instead of thinking, "This is terrible," try asking yourself, "What can I learn from this?" Or, "How can I grow from this experience?" By doing this, you train your mind to find the opportunity hidden within every challenge. This practice of reframing doesn't mean pretending everything is perfect, but rather understanding that every situation has the potential to teach you something valuable. As Buddha wisely said, we are shaped by our thoughts. We become what we think. This means that your mind is like a garden. If you plant positive, hopeful thoughts, you'll grow a life full of positivity and peace. But if you let negative thoughts take root, they can spread and cloud your mind, making it hard to see the good in anything. The next time a negative thought pops up, try to pause, recognize it, and then gently guide your mind to look for something positive. Over time, this practice can transform how you see the world, helping you stay calm and optimistic no matter what comes your way. 3. Detach emotionally or be controlled by chaos. Life is full of chaos, whether it's challenges at work, personal struggles, or conflicts with others. If we let every little thing affect us emotionally, it can feel like we're constantly being pulled in all directions, losing our sense of peace. That's why Buddhism teaches the importance of emotional detachment. Emotional detachment doesn't mean becoming cold or indifferent. Instead, it means learning to observe your emotions without being controlled by them. When something stressful happens, it's easy to get swept up in frustration, anger, or sadness. But when you practice emotional detachment, you take a step back and simply notice those feelings instead of letting them control you. This allows you to remain calm and centered, even when everything around you is chaotic. By detaching emotionally, you are able to make decisions with a clear mind rather than reacting impulsively. Think of it this way. If your emotions are like waves, emotional detachment helps you stay anchored rather than being tossed around by every wave that comes your way. You observe the wave, acknowledge it, but you don't let it sweep you off your feet. Buddha said, "Attachment is the root of suffering." When we cling too tightly to emotions, we suffer because we become overly involved in them. But by learning to let go of that attachment, we can free ourselves from the emotional roller coaster and maintain inner peace. The next time you feel a strong emotion, take a deep breath and remind yourself to simply observe the feeling. Ask yourself, is this emotion serving me or is it controlling me? This small practice can help you remain calm and keep chaos from taking over your life. 4. Reframe challenges or let them crush you. Life is full of challenges, but how we choose to view them makes all the difference. In Buddhism, we are taught to reframe challenges, to see them not as burdens, but as opportunities for growth. The truth is, difficulties are a natural part of life, and trying to avoid them only creates more suffering. Instead, by changing how you think about your challenges, you can transform obstacles into stepping stones. Think about it this way. A challenge is like a heavy rock. If you carry it on your back and view it as a burden, it will weigh you down and crush your spirit. But if you choose to see that rock as something you can use to strengthen yourself, it becomes an opportunity to grow stronger and more resilient. Buddha said, "In the confrontation between the stream and the stream always wins, not through strength, but by perseverance." This means that, like water, you can flow around or over challenges with persistence instead of letting them block your path.
Buddha's cooking. Let him cook.
It's not about fighting against life's difficulties, but finding a way to move through them gracefully. Whenever you face a challenge, ask yourself, "What can I learn from this?" Or, "How can this help me grow?" This simple shift in mindset turns difficulties into teachers, helping you stay calm and positive even in tough times. Without this perspective, challenges will feel overwhelming and can easily crush your spirit. Remember, growth often comes from the toughest moments. By reframing challenges, you can approach them with a sense of purpose and strength rather than fear and frustration. 5. Let go of what you can't control, or it will drain your energy. One of the core teachings in Buddhism is learning to let go of what is beyond your control. So much of our stress and suffering comes from trying to control things that we simply can't. Whether it's other people's opinions, unexpected life events, or the outcome of a situation, when we try to control the uncontrollable, we waste our energy and create inner turmoil. Buddhism teaches that real peace comes from accepting what is and focusing only on what we can change. Imagine you're trying to hold on tightly to sand in your hand. The harder you grip, the more the sand slips through your fingers. In the same way, the more you try to control things you can't, the more stressed, anxious, and frustrated you become. Letting go doesn't mean giving up. It means recognizing where your energy can make a difference and where it can't. Buddha said, "Let go of what's gone, be grateful for what remains, and look forward to what is coming." This means we must release our attachment to the past, the things we wish we could change but can't. When we let go of what we cannot control, we free ourselves from mental and emotional exhaustion. Here's how you can start practicing this in everyday life. Think of something that's been stressing you out. Maybe it's an argument with a friend, a problem at work, or even something as small as bad traffic. Ask yourself, "Can I change this situation?" If the answer is no, then it's time to let it go. This doesn't mean ignoring the problem. It means choosing not to let it drain your energy. Instead, focus on what you can control, like how you respond to the situation. One powerful way to practice letting go is through mindfulness meditation. During meditation, we often observe our thoughts without getting attached to them. Thoughts may come and go, but we don't need to cling to them or let them dominate our emotions. This same principle applies to life. Observe what's happening, and if it's beyond your control, acknowledge it and let it pass. Another helpful mindset shift is to focus on acceptance. Acceptance doesn't mean you approve of or enjoy a difficult situation. It means you acknowledge reality as it is. When we resist reality, when we keep wishing things were different, we create suffering for ourselves. But when we accept things as they are, we create the space to find peace, even in difficult circumstances. There's a great deal of freedom in letting go. It allows you to channel your energy into areas where you can actually make a difference, like improving yourself, helping others, and making positive changes in your life. Holding on to things beyond your control is like carrying around unnecessary baggage, and letting go lightens your load. In the end, letting go is about trust, trusting that life will unfold as it's meant to, and that you have the strength to handle whatever comes your way. As Buddha also taught, the root of suffering is attachment. By releasing your attachment to controlling everything, you break free from the mental chains that hold you down. So next time you feel overwhelmed, stressed, or frustrated, take a deep breath and remind yourself, I can't control everything, and that's okay. Let go of what you can't change and focus on where your power truly lies.
Buddha's cooking, let him cook.
6. Cultivate gratitude or drown in negativity. Gratitude is one of the most powerful antidotes to negativity, and it plays a central role in Buddhist teachings. In today's fast-paced world, it's easy to focus on what's going wrong, what we don't have, or how life isn't meeting our expectations. When we let these thoughts take over, we can easily spiral into negativity, which drains our happiness, motivation, and inner peace. But when we shift our mindset towards gratitude, everything changes. We begin to see the beauty and abundance in our lives, no matter how small. In Buddhism, gratitude is not just about feeling thankful for the obvious blessings like good health, a loving family, or financial stability. It's about appreciating every moment, every challenge, and every experience, good or bad. This is because every situation offers something to be grateful for, even if it's just the lesson it teaches us. Buddha said, "Let us rise up and be thankful, for if we didn't learn a lot today, at least we learned a little." This reminds us that there is always something to be thankful for, no matter how small. Maybe today wasn't perfect, but perhaps it brought you a moment of clarity, a lesson learned, or even just a quiet moment of peace. Gratitude can help you focus on these positive aspects, no matter how small, and that shift can make a huge difference in your outlook. Gratitude is a way of transforming how you view the world. Instead of focusing on what's lacking, you train your mind to recognize abundance. The more you focus on what you have, the more you realize how much you've been overlooking. Even in difficult times, gratitude helps you stay grounded and find joy in the present moment. Here's why this practice is so powerful. When you focus on the negative, you give it more power. The more you dwell on what's wrong, the bigger those problems seem to become. Negativity breeds more negativity, creating a cycle that's hard to break free from. On the other hand, gratitude shifts your focus toward the positive, allowing you to break free from this cycle. When you train your mind to see the good, you bring more positive energy into your life. One practical way to cultivate gratitude is to keep a gratitude journal. Every day, take a few minutes to write down 3 things you're grateful for. These don't have to be big things. They could be as simple as enjoying a warm cup of tea, having a comfortable bed to sleep in, or receiving a smile from a stranger. Over time, this practice helps shift your focus from what's lacking to what's present in your life. Another powerful practice is to express gratitude verbally or through small actions. Thank the people in your life for the ways they support and love you. Show appreciation for the world around you by taking a moment to admire the beauty of nature or the comforts of your home. Buddhism teaches that gratitude should not just be an internal feeling, but something you share with others. When you express your gratitude, you not only enhance your own sense of well-being, but you also spread positivity to those around you. But what about difficult times? How do you practice gratitude when everything seems to be going wrong? This is where the real challenge lies, but it's also where gratitude is most powerful. Buddhism encourages us to find value, even in our struggles. Every hardship carries a lesson, and every challenge helps us grow. For example, if you're going through a tough time at work, you might feel overwhelmed and frustrated. But instead of letting that negativity consume you, try to find something to be grateful for, such as the opportunity to develop resilience, patience, or problem-solving skills. It's also helpful to remember that life is impermanent. Nothing lasts forever, including the challenges you're facing. By cultivating gratitude in the present moment, you can appreciate the good that exists now without worrying too much about the future or regretting the past. This practice helps you stay calm and positive even when life is difficult. Gratitude has the power to transform your entire perspective. It helps you stop taking things for granted and start appreciating the richness of life. It's about seeing life as a gift, full of small moments of beauty, kindness, and opportunity.
Buddha's cooking, let him cook.
In Buddhism, the practice of gratitude is deeply tied to mindfulness. When you're mindful, you notice the small, often overlooked details of life that bring joy and peace. Whether it's the feeling of the sun on your skin, the sound of rain, or the kindness of a friend, being mindful opens the door to gratitude. And when you live in a state of gratitude, it becomes much harder to drown in negativity. 7. Surround yourself with positive energy, not toxic people. The people you surround yourself with have a profound influence on your mood, mindset, and overall sense of peace. In Buddhism, it's often emphasized that we should be mindful of the company we keep, because the energy of those around us can either uplift us or drag us down. If you want to stay calm and positive in life, it's essential to surround yourself with positive energy and avoid the toxicity that some people bring. We all know people who drain our energy, those who constantly complain, spread negativity, or engage in harmful behaviors. These individuals, often referred to as toxic people, can influence your emotions, sap your mental energy, and even lower your self-esteem. Buddhism teaches that we need to protect our inner peace by setting boundaries with such people and consciously choosing to be around those who inspire, support, and uplift us. Buddha said, "An insincere and evil friend is more to be feared than a wild beast. A wild beast may wound your body, but an evil friend will wound your mind." This quote highlights the deep truth that toxic relationships can harm us far beyond the physical. They affect our mental and emotional well-being. Toxic people can introduce negativity into your thoughts, leading you to feel drained, anxious, or even doubting your self-worth. If you're not mindful, their energy can begin to influence your thoughts and behavior. But being around positive energy is more than just staying away from negative people. It's also about making an effort to be with those who bring happiness, wisdom, and good vibes into your life. These are the ones who support your growth, help you look at the brighter side, and stand with you in difficult times. They are the friends and loved ones who cheer for your achievements and stay close during setbacks. Buddhism teaches that when you connect with this kind of positive energy, it helps you remain peaceful, focused, and true to yourself. One important practice in Buddhism is mindfulness, being completely present in the moment, aware of your surroundings and the people around you. With mindfulness, you begin to notice how certain people or situations affect your energy. When you're with someone, pause and think about how you feel afterward. Do you feel uplifted, inspired, and full of energy? Or do you feel tired, uneasy, or emotionally drained? This small practice can help you see which relationships are supportive and which ones may be harmful. It's also important to understand that avoiding toxic people doesn't always mean removing them from your life entirely. Sometimes it's not easy to stay away from them, especially if they're family, co-workers, or old friends. Still, you can create healthy boundaries to reduce how much they affect your emotional state. These boundaries could include spending less time with them, avoiding negative conversations, or simply guarding your energy so their negativity doesn't bring down your mood. A powerful way to build these boundaries is by learning emotional detachment, which is also a key teaching in Buddhism. Emotional detachment doesn't mean you stop caring about others, but rather that you don't allow their emotions or negativity to disturb your peace of mind. When someone is being negative or toxic, try to notice their behavior without getting emotionally caught up in it. Instead of reacting to their negativity, just recognize it and let it pass without letting it sink in. Besides setting boundaries with toxic people, it's just as important to strengthen your bonds with those who bring positivity into your life. Spend more time with people who motivate you, support your growth, and bring out your best self. These people are like sunshine. They bring warmth, light, and a sense of clarity to your world. When you're surrounded by this kind of energy, it becomes easier to stay peaceful, grounded, and positive, even when things get tough.
Buddha's cooking, let him cook.
In Buddhism, there's a teaching called Kalyana Mitta, which means spiritual friends or good-hearted companions. These are the people who walk the journey of growth and self-awareness with you. They help you stay focused on what truly matters, remind you of your values, and share wisdom during hard times. Building these kinds of relationships is important for keeping a calm and positive life. In short, your spiritual friends can lead you toward inner peace, just like a mentor helps guide you on the path of self-growth. Another part of surrounding yourself with good energy is being aware of the environments you choose to be in. Toxic environments can be just as damaging as toxic people. Whether it's a stressful job, a noisy home, or even the online spaces you spend time in, these can all influence your mood and mindset. Buddhism teaches us to create calm, balanced spaces that support mindfulness and peace. Try to tidy up your surroundings, spend more time in nature, or choose media and content that lift your spirit instead of draining your energy. Finally, it's important to remember that we also affect the energy around us. We have a role in bringing positivity into our relationships and surroundings. As the saying goes, be the kind of energy you wish to attract. When you build positive energy within yourself through mindfulness, gratitude, and kindness, you'll naturally begin to draw people with the same energy into your life. Positive energy spreads easily, and by sharing it, you not only protect your own peace, but also create a ripple effect that lifts others too. Surrounding yourself with positive energy means both avoiding the negativity of harmful people and choosing relationships that truly support your spirit. Set clear boundaries with toxic people, build deep, meaningful connections with those who uplift you, and stay aware of the environments you spend time in. By doing this, you'll create a life filled with peace, positivity, and balance.
So again, after listening to this book, there's a lot of good information in here. Listen to it more than one time, because a lot of times you'll hear something once and you'll forget half the stuff that you heard. But the more that you listen to it, the more it's going to resonate with your spirit, the more that you're going to begin to pick up on some of these things. Who knows, you may have already been doing them. Some things, maybe not so much. So just kind of assess your own personal spiritual walk and do the best that you can in this world by protecting your peace, by guarding your heart and your mind, and putting yourself first.
Show me, let it flow. radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
The Golden Race. Conscious radio for the conscious community.
If you enjoyed this podcast today, you're going to love the full-length podcasts that are locked under exclusive content. Gain access by clicking the link in the description box below.